Hold my simon kuf ayin vav. Beikar, the sugya over here, when people eat things before the suda, locha of making a bracha achorino on the food. So, first we have a Mishnah and daf ben beis. The Mishnah starts off with two halachas. First halacha, someone makes a bracha on yayin before the mozen, patzi yayin acha mozen. That we learned already, that simon kuf ayin dalet. Then we have a second halacha, the sugya of papyrus. In the Mishnah says different ideas. One is first says someone who makes a bracha on the papyrus before the mozen, a pass of the papyrus acha mozen. Then going on further and says a person makes a bracha on pass, that passes the papyrus. However, a person makes a bracha on the papyrus does not pass the pass. Those are the words of the Mechaba over here, basically these two halachas over here, that papyrus passes papyrus, pass passes papyrus, but not vice versa. What are Great question. What is papyrus? My father wants to know. That's a good question. What does it mean? Shirashi of the Sugya comes to explain and says that Danhoga in those days, before they would come to have a sudo, they would come and sit down, have a kliss of yayin, and they started having things pargiot v'dagim, small different pieces of chicken, small pieces of fish. Afterwards, they bring the shulchan, they do haseba, they have all time meal, then they remove the table. And Achar Gemara Sudo, they sit down and have again a papyrus, which Rashi says are kisnin damal lilabe v'lachmoniot. They have basically pasta bo big kisnin. What's kisnin according to Rashi? It's roasted wheat, and the pasta came with it is lachmoniot. So Rashi is explaining the word of papyrot in the Mishnah in the beginning of the Sudo, the end of the Sudo, two separate ways, saying in the beginning of the Sudo the word papyrot means the idea of having these little pieces of chicken and fish as appetizers. And then at the end for dessert, we're having a pas abal bekistin, we're having this kloyos that comes with lachmaniot to be eaten together. Yes, the papyrus before and before the suda, and the other ones for dessert, but before benching. Not, the second one is after tila, after moitzi, the first one is beforehand. Before the shulchan, yes. They're having an appetizer to open up and, like, you drink wine to open up your stomach and you can eat a lot. So they had a kliss of yayin to help them out. As everyone knows from yesterday, everyone can start eating more. So they had a kliss of yayin and they had these little pieces of chicken and little pieces of fish over here. That was a papyrus that before the sudo. Then they'll have the table. Then afterwards, they'll have dessert. Yes. So the obvious question is, they were saying the bracha papyrus before the sudo will pat the papyrus after the sudo. What is the bracha the papyrus before the sudo on chicken and fish? Jackal, very good. What's the bracha at the end of the sudo, either these kloyos or the lachmaniot? Kloyos, a roasted wheat, is a domo. The lachmaniot are mezonos. So how in the world is Rashi saying that a papyrus at the beginning of the sudo, pat the papyrus at the end of the sudo? They are not the same bracha. The first one is shahakal, and the ending is adama and mezonos. The pasha kasha and tight words. How is Rashi saying pshan the Mishnah? So the Gedolei Chachamim have a hard time with it. The Bnei Shua is his kasha, Prim Godim is Rosh Yosef is his kasha, the Tzlach is his kasha, and they say b'doichik betzem that it must be discussing the same thing. Just Rashi is giving the words of Bnei Shua different dugmot. They would eat sometimes this, sometimes that. These are examples how they would do it. If there are different things, if one is mezonos at the end and a shakal at the beginning, it will not pat one to another. It must have been they had for the beginning chicken and meat and fish, and then also had chicken and fish, same thing. Not together, that's separate. It must be, but giving examples, but it must be brachas HaShavas. It's not brachas HaShavas. There's no way to stand poshup shah in the Mishnah. The Tzlach one say it means lachmaniot and bring other things with it. Also, with pasuk kisim and chicken and fish over here, the Rosh Yosef discussed it. But again, even though you asked me, Zaydi, what taisha the papyrus, Rashi says two things over here. But Pshan the Mishnah, whatever the kimta must be the same thing. I mean, we have different option what it means, but it must be brachas shavas. Otherwise, it's partial taisha words. Can be one papyrus, part is another papyrus. That's Aleph in Rashi. A second thing in Rashi. Rashi says that we make a bracha on the pas koidim, a part of the papyrus. Now, the papyrus means, l'chura, at the end of the Seder, like the Mishnah starts off saying, papyrus we're having at the end of the Seder. What's a halacha of dessert? You make a bracha on dessert, we'll get to the next siman, kofayin zayin, the gemara mem alpha and beis. The old desserts, the ma'aseh is not coming bo machbas asudo. Therefore, we make a bracha upon dessert. If we make a bracha upon dessert over here, so why in the world is it saying the papyrus before, the past before, and is patting the papyrus? You wash, you have dessert. You make a bracha on dessert. Now we'll get to the whole tumult today. Is dessert part of the suda, not part of the suda? But what said in Shulchan Aruch, dessert you make a bracha. It's not part of the suda. So what pshat in the Mishnah? So Tosafot, when it says over Rashi, says the word papyrus in the sefer means toicha suda. That means again, you have to realize according to Rashi, the word papyrus in the ratio means b'soifa suda, and the papyrus in the sefer means b'toicha suda. And the word papyrus that do the definitions means fish and meat. It means a pasal bo bekistin. That means you have two chedushim in Rashi, that what the word papyrus to taitru is what it means. You have two options. And what is a kimta papyrus? Is it betoicha suda or seifa suda?
That wouldn't work according to the Neishua, because you bring fish and meat in the middle of the suda. The papyrus
means the end of the suda. But what it means when it says the Misha past the papyrus, That the second papyrus means betoicha suda. That means past the papyrus means seifa suda. Past the papyrus means seifa suda. Tosha says in Rashi, which is a chiddush. Two chiddushim in this avon and the Mishnah. The Maaseh Tosfos, when it says in Rashi, doesn't argue with Rashi in pshat. He agrees it could be pshat over here. He has another kasha. The Mishnah says someone makes a broch on papyrus on his fish and his meat does not pat to his pas. Duh. That's the word of Toshis, without saying that. Well, that's Pashut. It's, about you think, what, papyrus, get pati, a pas over here? What's the chiddush over here? Therefore, come with Toshis and says, I can agree with Rashi. But beside that, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Therefore, he brings down from the Bein Hananel, and the Torah brings down Loch Lamaisa, explains the Beis Yosef, and the Mechaba Loch brings it down. The words of papyrus means the case of basically a small piece of bread, chavitz over here, that pressed together, was stuck together with the case of dvash, or with marak, with soup over here. And therefore, you might think it's not opening a case of pas. It really was pas. But now over here, since it's less than exactly stuck together, we know way that loch in simikov samaches has a get of a tafshul, a get of a mezainus over here that you can eat as much as you want. Not kriya, even if kriya suda, you won't make a moitzi upon it. You might think that maisa it fell off pas. I can make a broch on the papyrus and pat to the pas. Kamash mon the mishnah. No, since it's a mezainus, it cannot pat to your pas over here. That means the way Tosafot stands for the case of papyrus in the Mishnah is again chavitza that came to lessen the kezayis that stuck together with dvash or chalav. Kimashmon does not pat to pas over here, and that's how the Mechab brings down the kimta in this case. So again, what comes out first in the sugya was where papyrus mean. We have machlokes. Rashi says it means little pieces of fish and chicken. The way Tosafot says it means small pieces of bread being stuck together. La locho. The Mishabur brings down the last Sharetzin, Sivkot Dinal, brings down Rashi. That means again, Tosfos is not arguing Rashi. Just no Chiddush in the case. That means the Mechaber brings down Tosfos. The Sharetzin, the last one, brings down the case over here of Rashi. Now, it's not the Locha on the page, there's not much Beis Yosef, not Taz, Mogavram. Mostly we have a Mishabur over here that goes through different Kimtas over here of how to apply different Lochas. The first thing he brings down, we're saying it's a loch over here, when a person has pass the papyrus, have makes a broch on the papyrus, is not part of the pass. Let's see, he has kavon over here. Again, the papyrus, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is a case of mezainus. First he makes a broch about mezainus, is not part of the pass. If he had a broch, he had pass in front of him, made a broch about mezainus, he's right so. Bar mezainus is chal upon everything. So let's say he has papyrus, he makes mezainus, and he has kavana on the pas. It's kavana on the pas. Says the Mishabura, even though you've kavana just the pas and no papyrus, ulchal, but since you have the papyrus, you eat it, then you have pas, l'maisa is not chal. Why is it wrong brocha? The brocha pas is a moitzi lacha min ha'oretz. That's the halacha the Mishabura says, according to Shita Mikubetzes. The Elam Shu'es Akash, a couple of people will ask, and it's also the Dirsh on the side, the halacha in Simon Reishvav. I'm not sure what you mean. I'm eating pas. The guy eats pas, you make a mitzi. Okay. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll speak about it afterwards. Simon Reishvav, it says if a person has an apple, the halacha is bar pirates. It makes a dom upon the apple, the maisetz chal. Let's say he has in front of him an apple and a banana, and it makes a bracha bar pirates, a dom and a banana, with kavanah for the apple. Is it chal or not? Since the mechab over there in Sifbeis, the maisa, it is chal. Why? Just like if you make a bracha, a dom is straight in the apple, it's chal ketzemes. A gam is wrong bracha. Wouldn't you have kavanah on the apple and on the banana? And you ate the banana and kavanah for the apple, maisetz chal. Mishmu over there brings down the Shai Tshuva, brings down the Shakas Ayur, the Maisa wants to disagree. Maisa, you make the wrong bracha on this thing. If you ate it straight, it's chal. But you have kavanah for it, the Maisa is not chal. The Chor, it's the same exact kimta, but also kofa involved. What's the difference? Mishmu saying kofa involved, you make a bracha on the papyrus, mezoinis, with kavanah upon the pas, avada is not chal on the pas. Yeah, Mishmu says it's true, the Lachla Maisa, the Shakas Ayur, wants to argue the Machaber. Maisa, we're going to pass like the Chaber. He says, Lechatchila push to be Nimlach, have mind to change his das. Otherwise, pass like the Mechaber. You have Kavona to eat a banana, like a classic example. People eat tomatoes and avocados. They do not know that avocado is an eighth. They find out, someone says, you should know that's an eighth. That Kavona on the tomato will be a doma, and they're about to eat the avocado. Do you make a broken down the avocado or eighth? You do not know, push it. So it comes out the Mishmur over there says, but the Yav and the Maisa don't make a brocho. It's the same in Kimto. Azoyfek the Chaznish and said the Chanami. They call locha like the Mishabu over here. He wants to argue locha and Simon Reishvav. He says it's the same exact example, the same halacha. And both of them, you have kavono on one for this other thing. The Maisa won't be chal if it's the wrong brocho. It won't be chal. Why? The brocho, if you want it's chal, you ate a brocho, made a brocho on the banana, and it's chal on the banana, the kavono of the apple and Maisa is not chal. Maisa Mishabu is a stiro. Says the Chaznish, Tzorchim Mishabu, your posh is still over here. So it wasn't true with the Chelchesi, he wants to answer that Maisa Brochas, certain ones are working different ways. Once a time of the Brocha of an eighth, a Brocha of a Domo, the working Besim shackles on everything. Then came on Chazal, say, Mekhi, a Brocha, it's correct on things that grow on the ground, Hadoma. It's even more correct on things that grow from a tree, be a eighth. These are Brochas, Aroya. By the case of Pas and Mezainus, Boy Mina Mezainus is a Brocha Aroya, that's correct for it. Came along Chazal and the Mafki and say, do not make him pass a Maitzi, be Mafkiya from the Mezainus and make a Maitzi. Don't do Mezainus, Mafkiya from the Brocha. If that's so, says Avosner, when a person makes a Boy Mina Mezainus on the Paparois, the Maitzi, you still can make a Maitzi on your Pas, because I'll tell you, be Mafkiya, follow Takon of Chazal. To go over here to make a moitzi and you pass over here. Masha Enkin, your bracha of Adoma eats, the Maisa, you made the royal. It is more royal. When you didn't have a Tekonis Chazal saying, don't make Adoma. It says, you have better to make Adoma, it's better to make an ace. So once over here, your case of bracha of Roy to go make. So once you have Kavona on the Adoma for the ace, the Maisa is Chal.
I thought
the Yavid works. But the Yavid, but the Yavid is not Sheker. But Chazal did not want you to go do that. It's a wrong thing. You're going against the Kodesh Chazal. Against the Kodesh Chazal. Fine. To go through what's making practically the simon over here, Maisa Mishmur comes out to make a whole list of halachas over here. What comes out, I think Mishmur has 10 separate halachas that comes out. The first klal, first halacha, someone eats something before he washes. He eats his latainug, the sviyah, not as an appetizer. He eats daiso. Well, he eats spaghetti. The halacha is that people have to make a bracha achroin before the amaytzi. People possibly make a mistake.
Shavuos night. Some people have many Shavuos night before they when they make kiddush, they have cheesecake and then they wash afterwards.
We'll get the cheesecake as possible. But kiddush, that's a different category. Right now, discussing dice and spaghetti, things like case of a tashel. And it's very clear that the halacha is that your b'yechta Muslim does not patur it. Rule number one of the mishabur: anything you eat before the Muslim, before you make a amaytzi, you have to have a bracha achroin.
Aleph.
We'll get to step by step. We'll get that. That's number one. Number two, a person had his daiso spaghetti before the suda. He was supposed to make a bracha achorino, and Maisa did not make a bracha achorino. Now he's meal of the suda. He had his spaghetti and daiso beforehand. Does he now make a bracha achorino during the suda? So specifically on the case of daiso and spaghetti, Mishbuah sends you to Halacha and Siman Reish Ches Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber then discusses what is Birchas HaMazon pater. Let's say a person drinks wine, makes a Birchas HaMazon, it patters it. You eat tomorrow, make a Birchas HaMazon, it patters it. You eat Daiso, or Otav Shilom, you make a Birchas HaMazon, does not patter it, says the Mechaber. They'll come over the Mishbuah over there. Yeah, Daiso, Maiskadei, the same thing. Spaghetti, all the same thing.
We'll get to that.
Step by step. So, dice is a tafshil, something that you can eat as much as you want, you'll never wash a bench. It'll never be under the category of pass. Come on, we should go over there and raise chasif yudzayin. He's saying the same thing over here. His kimu, kama, chreinim, lemaisa, no. But anything that's mezainis, we actually want to wood patter it. So, what happened over here? You had your tafshil, you had your cereal, farina, rotina before the meal. Come along, and now you mill the sudo. You forgot to say bracha achrayno. Says the mishabua b'di'evet. When you make the birchas hamazon, you patur also this daiso. Have kavod, like we say reish chesif yudzayin. Second halacha. That means again, you have daiso and you did not make a moitzi. Say your bracha achrayno. You did not make a bracha and you made a moitzi. The bench will patur it. Number three says the mishabua. Let's say a person is having his spaghetti before he washes. A lot of people, when they make things, women, they nibble. And then they're going to have it, and the nibble could be a large amount, even because I say obvious, they nibble. And then they have it during the sudo. So they're having the same exact daiso before the sudo, spaghetti before, and during the sudo. Says the Mishabua, maybe they connect to each other. Says the Mishabua and the Sharetzim, it brings down the Machlokes, Gedol HaChorinim, it brings down the Mogavram, and the Chayodom, and you ask me, Kan Lakan, different Rishayim over here. What's a loch when you're eating the thing that you had before and during the sudo? What are you going to do in that case? The Maaseh of the Sharetzion, he says, Ludina Tzarechian, even on the Tzad, not to make a bracha before the Sudo, but when you bench, Bar Birchas HaMazon, have Kavona on Birchas HaMazon for this thing that you have before the Sudo. So he says two things. He's not sure what to go do, on this case of Daiso. And even when you have it during the Sudo over here, and you want to bench, and Semech upon that Shito, he says, have Kavona. The Maaseh had a paskin in this situation over here. But Moshe Jechuvah says, you read the Sharetzion slowly, he's paskening it not like the Chayodom. That means the Chayodom is saying it's the same thing before the Sudo and during the Sudo, do not make a bracha. Dice, spaghetti, any mice tafshel that you want. But Moshe says, you read the Sharetzion, he's not happy. But Ikka does not go that way. And therefore it says, but Moshe, he's paskening, you make a bracha. Bracha achorino. And therefore, Zaysa bracha is al biyashiv, and he paskens away, Zaysa bracha. The mice, you make a bracha achorino. That means you milk your Sudo right now. Before the Sudo right now. Before the Sudo, and you had your spaghetti, you plan to eat during the meal. According to Chayodom, it's mutl ratchilo to not make a bracha achorino. Says the Mishnebrua, he's misopik, but he's misadid, and Moshe Paskins, you make a bracha achorin beforehand. Now, the we'll get to the case of brach thing, that's going to be the next thing. We'll see what the difference is. So Shaya Bracha says, your taino, why is this a bracha b'yashu paskin this way? So brach slahokal. That's their taino. The Maaseh of Zaysa Bracha, Yudhisha Atzin, he doesn't understand where the Chayim is coming from. He has a hard time with it. This Raya, that Raya, Yudhisha Atzin, he's mitzadet, he does not really know. He says the Mokavam against him, he has this kasha. If you read the Atzin, he's certainly mitzadet, he doesn't understand. But Moshe says, there's no makor for it. And the Fel B'yashiv says, the Maaseh, make a bracha. Make a bracha. That means they're paskin, I love the Maaseh. You have dice to beforehand, you plant it during the meal, before you make a Maaseh, make a bracha for him. Fine. Now, my father is asking, what's the difference between that and a brachas link? That's the next halacha of the Mishabruah. So come on, the Mishabruah discusses now other things. There's a concept, the word in the Hebrew, the Zayis HaBrach writes, patur bracha. And the words of the English form are a bracha link. They connect the two. What does that mean? For example, person, he goes, and before his meal, he wants to eat something, he has watermelon. Watermelon, you make a bracha by priyatama. At the end of the meal, he also plans to have watermelon. What bracha do you make? Everyone agrees, make a bracha bar pi adam on the watermelon at the end of the meal. So, if you have the bracha of adam before the meal, and at the end of the meal, it connects the two. So the bracha that you said before, you won't make two brachas. That everyone agrees. You make a bracha adam before, the second time you eat watermelon at the end of the meal, you will not have to make a bracha. The second time you eat watermelon at the end of the meal, we learned already, that desserts should not need a bracha achorina, because they have bracha achorina birchas hamazon. So birchas hamazon patters the watermelon at the end of the meal.
That's
so connect the watermelon before the meal, because it was connected to the case of a bracha. Therefore, it says the Mishnah over here, and it goes to the Kolam, he has four Kolam over here. in the Ois Alphas, first klal is, some call it a brachas link. It connects to two things. You eat things that are before the sudo, that will need a bracha during the sudo. The loch is, the brechta mozin, at the end of the sudo, pata both of them. And we mentioned this in the Geirat Kiddush. We said people have a bayah. What? Even lechatchilo, the paiskim say.
Why did they have to make a bracha?
Chayodim, Shomazalim says even lechatchilo.
Why didn't they have to make a bracha on the watermelon that he gave before the
sudo? He does have to make a bracha on the watermelon. Bracha rishayna. But there's no need of bracha achrayna on the watermelon because he plans to eat watermelon at the end. No need for it.
Every food is like that?
Oh, no. So things, which was being clear, things that you make a bracha during the sudo, it applies for. But mash egging dice and spaghetti, you would not make a bracha during the sudo. There's no bracha sling. That needs a bracha achrayna. So the things that you will need to make a bracha during the sudo, that's as a mishpura tzchal for. It connects it to. Things you did not make a bracha during the sudo, that's beginning during the sudo, it's coming, bo machmas a sudo, machmas a pas, it's tov of the pas. It's nothing to do with the bracha beforehand. We have a very important klal over here to connect the two things, is when you eat something before and during the sudo that has a chiyah bracha during the sudo, it connects, and the brechta mozin will go back in both of them. Now, pasha does not mean you have to have watermelon to watermelon. Be watermelon to any fruits or vegetables, anything the same adomo. When he eats to eats. It doesn't have to be dafko, the same exact fruit. It can be an apple to an orange. The same idea over here. I'll connect the two over here.
Could be watermelon and a vegetable?
If you won't make a... No, because vegetables, you won't make a bracha in the sudo.
I know, he's talking about the vegetable at the beginning, and you're making an adomo at the middle.
Oh, so, yeah. At the end, yes. You mean the vegetable at the beginning, yeah. Anything that connects the two. How far it takes this Yisrael to come along the same bracha and it brings down from Yashiv? Let's say a person plans to have watermelon at the end of the meal. At the end of the, he said, I'm too full, or there's no watermelon left, he's not going to have it at the end of the meal. He says, since you plan to have it at the end of the meal and connect the two, a gami didn't have it, it's still now the one before the meal is part of the meal. Even though there's nothing to connect it to, but etzem. But since that's your das over here, still the Bechtel Mosin packs it. Massive Kiddush. Well, he's saying, you said, now this comes part of the Suda, the things they ate before the meal is a chelik of the Suda itself.
What about Passover Kisna?
We'll get to that. That's a bialocha. We're step by step. Fine. So, Lamai said, we have a Yisoid, again, a very important halacha, the fourth halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. And again, this is Klal and Ois Aleph, and he writes over here, connect two things and discuss the Geir to Yayin. Yayin by Kiddush, we paskin that the Rechse Mosel parts the Yayin by Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Machalik's among the Rishonim. One, the eighth, as we said, drink wine during this Suda. You know, even though it's wine during the Suda, you have to make a very pure goffin. It connects it to. What's it connects it to? Because the Muslim will go back on the Yain, the second one, and connects also the first one. You pat your everything. Now, goes on the Mishmur, next halacha, and he says, this is dafka by the case of Paris. How he says, things that you eat like fish and meat and kugel, that the person is eating before the Suda means that tiny gulas bia and needs a bracha achreino. Mishpah goes on, that's the next halacha he speaks out. It needs a bracha achorna. Dafka things that are making a bracha during the sudo, you will not need a bracha achorna. If you did not have a bracha during the sudo, you'll have to make a bracha achorna beforehand. The sixth halacha, come to Mishpah, and it sends you to halacha negeir to yayin, simkuf ayin dalet. Again, just to be clear what comes out over there. Nocha, a link, is something we'll get to called an appetizer link, which will be the next halacha that Mishpah is leading to. We have the case of the yayin, come to your mamshich, will open up the heart of the lev of a person to go eat. Says the Mishibur Lalocha, the Rosh says, the Maisi Bechs Mosin Patz it. Maisi is Choshish. Doesn't like that too much. The Mishibur trying to want to disagree that Yain is not working the same way as he gets his next Halocha. And therefore he says, better to have Kavanah by Bechs Mosin, or better other Eitzes over here. The next Halocha, Mishibur says, is a skimmel over here. The seventh Halocha is coming out. It's something, a song called Grires Tavon, the Kesher, the song called, again, something called Appetizer Link. We're going to go through six, seven different links, the song called, to connect things over here. Now, again, the Mishmur is very clear that you come to eat something before the Sudo. You come to eat it, why? Just to open up your palate or open up your stomach and to help you eat things during the Sudo. That's besides Tzorech HaSudo, even though before the Moitzi. So the loch is, we will not make a bracha achorin upon that. Where says Ma'am Malkum, he says the Sharitzin, Yain, the Rosh. I mean, just like we see by the case of Yain, we're saying the bracha before and explains the Rosh, but the Rosh says, it's coming to help you to eat something during the meal, to make it more easy to digest food. Here comes out, all appetizers We'll have to define what appetizers are. Because Izabi Aloch and Simon Kufayin Zayin says an appetizer has to be someone whose matari is to be an appetizer. That means they serve by loud simchas. They have sometimes the grapefruit or the cantaloupe or the woman. All those things are people eating because they enjoy the tiny lesbio. And you have to know if they really are appetizers or not. That will get to Kufayin Zayin. But on the assumption they're eating it mamash being appetizer to help you open up your stomach to have the hamshuk taivus amaychel. Says the Mishpul, like by Yain, who didn't believe the same halach, we have the same concept. The Mai says the Shayat Zion says, but Mai says the Rosh, I'm not too happy with. I don't like the Rosh, I'm going to pass me this way, but you have it. But the Rathchili says, you want to have an appetizer, eat less than a Gzayas. Eat less than a Gzayas. The Rosh of the Mai says, Das Yochid. That means the Mishpul, Paskins, and appetizer link, the Mai will not make a Brocha Choyno. When the Shayat Zion says, but try not to get involved with this heter of the appetizer link, eat less than the case of Gezayis. The next halacha the Mishnah says over here, the eighth halacha, is that a person wants to eat before the Suda, and we're getting vowed, went to make a bracha choyno. He tells you, don't eat before the Suda, because you get the problem of bracha she'en tzricho. Don't do that. You might be about to make a moitzi. You're about to wash, you know what? I'm going to pick up something and eat it, and make a bracha upon it. Whether you need a bracha choyno or not, we don't make a difference. You're making a bracha rishoyno, it's a bracha she'en tzricho. He says, unless the case over here, you like to eat it before the Suda, and certainly you're eating it the Hamshu Chalev, then of course you'll have to do it before the Suda. He says, where did I get it from? Rashi the Sugya, Papa Royce. That means he's passing Rashi sheet over here. A boss of a dogim. That means he's pointing out, I took a locha, the Bayah Brokshay Tzricho, but let's say the meal's not ready to be served on Shabbos. And there's food in front of you, I want to eat this right now. And the wife says you have to wait a couple minutes for the guests, or whatever reason, or till she puts on a shaitel, or whatever it is, the kids get dressed. So those couple minutes, you want to eat now. So if something blocking you, it's not Baruch Shein Tzrich, you want to eat now. But if you can eat right now, says the Mishnah Berurah, don't do that unless you like to eat it before the Suda, and certainly come to the Mamshech, the Lev of Lachil over here. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, he mentions a ninth halacha, and again, the idea of Sofak Pas Habal Bekisnin, which he discusses Bariches in the Bialach over here. Now, it's very kedai to go back to Kuf Samaches, Sev Zayin, Sevov, see over there, Sev Ches, how to apply these halachas hand in hand, one with another. What really came out, the basic, a Pasul Bekisin, you can have a test, Be'er Hashem, next week, so you have to know the basics over here. Pasul Bekisin, basically, is machlokes among the Rishonim, what the definition is. We have three definitions, as to be something, it's either sweet, or something that's filled, or something that's brittle. Sweet, we know, machlokes is Ramon, Mechaber is Iker and Iker. Something filled, like case of a pie. Something brittle, that's the Aruch, that's the Rach Sheet over here. What all the Lechura are Machlaikis. And to come along with Mishibur, and says over here, since all three, Lechura Machlaikis, he does quote, there's a Maimon Mordechai. It comes to Machas, it says, maybe there's no Machlaikis. But again, it's very clear from the Bialach over here, it says that all Pas above the Kissens is a Sovik Pas. It might be Pas. It might be Bari Minim Zainus. We're not sure. So it's true in Kuf Samaches of Zion, you say Sav Dabon Lekulo, and therefore make him a Zainus. Again, we had the Taz's Kasha, and we give it Egez Kasha, and said, one a year Shemayim to be Machmer. And he brought down the Maimon Mordechai, says, why? Because Efshir Lekuli Alma, it's only Bloshin Efshir. But at the end of the day, the Mishpura holds a Sofik. So in the case of a Sofik, let's think about it. If you eat dice before the Suda, you need a Bracha Choyna, because dice is not Pas, it'll never be Pas. Get as much as you want, no problems. Spaghetti, you need a Bracha Choyna. You eat pas before the suda, and then you have pas afterwards. You make a bracha choyno on your pas. Avad not, you're eating pas. So what's Sofak Pas of Bekisnin? Every time you have something that's miloy or nilush, it's Sofak Pas. So if it's not a Sofak, a Sofak Balukulo, we make a bracha by minim zaynus. But on the sound that it's pas over here, how can you make a bracha choyno? You can have pas again. That means before your suda, you come along and you have any pas above a kistin, is zero did bracha choyno over here. Can you make a bracha choyno? So Mishmur says, if it's vaday pas above a kistin, if you have all three over here, then the loch is, you do make a bracha choyno. If it's sweet and filled, and a case over here, a brittle, that some will say maybe a case of cheesecake, then echlami you have did bracha choyno. You do have this halacha. Unless you plan to eat during the suto. Otherwise, any pas of a kistin l'maisto, you cannot make a bracha choyno because pas to pas. Just like we're machma one way to make a mezainis, we machma also not to make a bracha choyno. Now, if you think about it, if that's so, let's take it a step further. you on your mezainah say you ate before and you make a bracha boy meaning mezainah some possible guest. You come along and you have a passive wonder, you want to make a mitzi. How do you make a mitzi? Maybe I have pass and maybe mezainah is upon it. And mezainah works a pass. Why do you make a mitzi for? So it's really intertwined with a bunch of type of questions over here. I see the Libet Hilchasa, I'm not sure who's writing over there. He asks this question, and he says Yisoy, which I have to answer a bunch of things. That Lamaisa, a person lechura can limit his bracha. I come this machlokes b'chodesh and for sure, can a person come along and to make a limitation? That means he makes a bracha on an apple, give das not to eat the second apple, and make a bracha on the second apple.
This is
a big machlokes among the gedolei achronim b'chodesh for sure. If you can limit your bracha. I can say I make a bracha on this apple, not that. I plant eat both. We eat both, but my bracha is only chal on this. Can I do that? Shiloh. But even on the tzad says the Megillah Sefer that it's my, you want to say you can't. But negate the sugya of a sava bracha, the person want to medayik different rayas. Maisa you can't do that negate sava bracha, so you can limit your bracha. In essence, when you're saying bori minim azainis, it's a gila das, I'm not making bracha on my pass. I'm coming to say it's on my cake and not my pass. And therefore, when I come to eat my pas, there was no bracha on the pas over here. That means, I think we already mentioned one time another question. When you eat your mezainis, one slice of pizza, which some say is mezainis, don't ever, people quote me, I said mezainis, I don't say mezainis. That there are those one time that it could be that certain pizzas are might be a mezainis, a suffix, you should be listening to make a mezainis. Now they come along and they have their french fries, and they make a hadama, they make the coke, they make shakal. Shlomo Zalman has this problem, and Tzina has problems, that's a bracha, they're all asking a question. How in the world can you make a bracha on your french fries? If you make a bracha on pas, a pas is your french fries. Make a bracha on your pas, we've been Ashkenaz, pas is our steel. Not the nice fact. But so, how in the world are you making a bracha on your french fries or your cocoa beer? Well, what's the answer? So, it says Megillah Sefer with the same you said over here. A person can limit, obviously, you make a bracha boy, medium, and zayas on your french fries. Your kavana is, by the case of some brachas, what you're going to do is to limit it only on the french fries, only on the pizza, and not on your french fries, not on your coke. Now, on the sheets will be other two over here. Look at the other two but others seem to be, it's not that simple.
Why can you say that it's like the Hadamah and the eights? If I'm making Hadamah and the banana.
Because that's wrong, because Chazal told me I did not want on that.
Yeah, but the same thing here. Here's not. I don't want to make the wrong bracha.
It's not the wrong. On the tzad, that's pasta, it's the same thing. Now, I have two pastas in front of me. Yeah, same. I have two pastas in front of me. I have kavana make mezainis, two real pastas. Kavana mezainis only in this pass. Making mezainis, I know it's the wrong bracha, only in this pass. Pass goes to the pass. Now that I'm making a dom on the banana and there's an apple over here.
That may be true for the pass to the pass, but...
So the pass of kisses is, but the suffix is, maybe that's pass. That's a suffix.
The french fries and the drink, you could say that, yeah, I don't want to make the wrong bracha on it.
It's not the wrong. If that's pass, it's tofel to it. The shot of we get to the loch of everything teichas is tofel. How can you make a bracha as a tofel over here? Elamai, again, one way, an easy way around it, against machlokes, how the standard is, a person can limit their brachas and negate the sugya of suffix over here. My this is what came out, just to be clear. It came out the person makes a bracha choyna on anything he eats before the suda, except for three times. One, when you have a brachas link. Another time, when you have an appetize link. That you're coming to, and that's still machlokes. The Rosh says, Samachapan, the Mishwur said, better not go do it. In the case of Savak Pasabah Bekistan, those are the three times the person, the Maisa, did not make a bracha achorina. According to Birka the Paiskim. There's one other case, a Shiloh, about he nibble before and nibble afterwards. Maisa is called a Moshe, we do make a bracha achorina. That means it comes out, bracha achorina before you eat, before you make a Maitzi, it's everything, unless you have a brachas link, an appetizer to open up your stomach, if you know what that means, and Savak Pasabah Bekistan. Now, just to be clear, maybe Tnei Chazor, anyway, doing Kutha Meches, what is Vadai Pasav Bekistan? What's Sav Pasav Bekistan? What is Vadai, what's Safik? That means they point out again from this Mishabu, it's very clear, he did not go like the Maimon Mordechai. He's saying it's a Safik. That means that, according to Maimon Mordechai, there is no Machloikis. All different sheets over here, we did not go like the Maimon Mordechai. So first what came out, the Bach Shito, brought down by the Magav Ram, Maisei, he paskins, that anything that's Memula, anything that's filled, it's Vada Pasav Bekistan. Anything filled, not a problem. The Bialocha brings down that's very poiskim and says, someone makes a bracha upon that, Lehivsit. Negetos also, you make a bracha upon that, Lehivsit. Which wouldn't go that way fully, but Lehivsit. The Maisa the Taz in Kuf Samachas, he brings that loch over there. If it's near Gershaitiv, very much, that means the amount it has over here of the sweetness inside, whether it's lav dvash or lav milk, more than roiv over the mayim over here. Says the Taz aloch is you make a bracha of vada pasim kiss, you make a mezainis. Who argues on that Taz? Who said we have a case over here when it's roiv against the water of dvash, when it's near Gershaitiv, lav tam? Who argues? The case of the Taz is the case of lekach. Says the Moshe who argues our bialocha. Our bialocha's case over here is kichel and lekach. Lekach is a case of cake. But Moshe points out that our Mishnah Brewer is saying, not like the Taz over there. That means, by regular case of cake, you can have it, it's roiv near Gershatam more than the Mayim. And the loch is, it's not nichel to get a vada pasa of a kissin, it's a case of Suffolk. Case of Suffolk, do not make a bracha choyno. When the Taz, you will make a bracha choyno. However, it goes on Rav Moshe further. And he says, the Mishnah Brewer agrees, the whole entire Talmud wants to argue the Taz is by the case of lekach. Over here, when it's roiv against the Mayim. But let's say it's roiv against the kemach, against the flour. That means you have so much sugar and chocolate and eggs and oil against the kemach. You want to tie that lukuli amma is vada pasa b'kistin. And therefore, the one tie numerous cakes that we have is roiv against the kemach is not our bialocho. And therefore, B'shalom Zalman in the same bracha says the same thing. And it's, that's also the chayadu mogavam agav. They come along and they pass, mogavam and bach also. They come along and say, when it's roiv against the kemach, those cases are vada pasa b'kistin. If it's vada, they get to our sugyo. You make a bracha choyna before the sudo. Anything's vaday pasab of a kissin, maestri make a bracha choyna. Void, you pointed out that true, the Mishavua says, when the case will be of memula, when it's filled inside, I make a layafsid. But maestri doesn't go that way. Become a little kitzer and evan oizah, but let's say it's two things, memula and nilush, you have two things, which are basically a case of homatashim. Homatashim is nilush and memula. Both things, says the kitzer, then lechat chila is vaday pasab of a kissin. Therefore, yesterday, someone asked you before the suit I had homentashim. Do I make a bracha choin upon it? Is that sava pasul b'kisnan or vada pasul b'kisnan? According to Kitzer, according to Evan Oizer, and the Zeis of bracha passing like this, he has five two from why, but might see he passing like this, because otherwise he's very afraid. It's five reasons why you should go. The loch is you make a bracha choin up. Because that's nichol to get a vada pasul b'kisnan. Again, we know there's a third shita, Dagmo Vavo, brought down the bialocha and kuf samaches, sivches, that has to have all three shitas. Has to be a case that's brittle and sweet and mamulo. So it means what is vada pasa baba kissin is negatu a couple sugyas. One sugyu negatu make a bracha at the end of the meal when you're eating it the time not the sphere, which is not too common because I think most people eat it the sphere, but it's very negatu our sugyu. And Kuf Ayin Vov over here went to make a bracha choyna. You make a bracha choyna, Mishavua says, when it's vada pasa baba kissin. Now we have to, what is vada pasa baba kissin? You have to make a bracha choyna. In the case as all three, or even two of them, the loch is, might say, make a bracha choyno. If you have a case of cake, that's roiv versus the kemach over here, you make a bracha choyno. That means the only time you don't make a bracha choyno is either when there's a brachas link, or it's suffolk passable b'kisnin, or an appetizer which Mishmur is not too happy with. But it has to be a suffolk passable b'kisnin. That means you have to know the sugyo of kuf samaches. Now we can do chazor, I have a testament, gevaldik. I mean, they point out this question, not too much to get practically at the end of the meal, because where most of us eat, at the end of the meal is not the time, it's the also. But it's very negat, also, you went to make a bracha choyna. Another example, people eat bisli before the meal. Nash, people nash. Bracha choyna, if you eat the shear, it's deep fried, it's bishul over here, it's taiso. You need bracha choyna. And you have to know things that you have to know the klum. Bisli is not deep fried. As far as I know, the way how the amount of oil there is deep fried.
Would you see oil in this?
You feel it. It's deep fried, right? It's deep fried. So what's halacha? It's a mezainis, but on something like a bisli, or telkugel, or anything on my side, you have to make a bracha chon before the suto. Again, you have to be very clear. Unless the appetizer of brachas link, or some pasal b'kisin, otherwise you need a bracha chon. Now, people push and make a mistake. One other link they discuss. And very common, the swarming down, that seem that people make kiddush, then they have, they call a small kiddush, big kiddush, each one relative, and then they have a sudo. When a person has a kiddush, and then has their four spice, and then they come along to wash, do they need a bracha choyno on the things that they're eating? Now first, let's be clear that the swarming speak out, that you're having the kiddush in your house, and you're washing in your house, number one. speaks out to Shlomo Zalman. And number two, it's within a half hour. That means you had a kiddush in the shul, the kiddush club, and you come eat at home an hour later. Fine. Not an hour later. Discussing when you're having the kiddush at home, and you eat at home 20 minutes later, 10 minutes later, in your own house, within a short time over here. Where is your bracha achoyna? Do you need a bracha achoyna? Says the Aruch HaShulchan by us, his words are, it's pashit, kiddush b'makom suda, it's a chelik of the suda. It's part and parcel of the suda. The kiddush is what? It's from the suda. So everything they're eating right now is a chelik of the suda. Chelik of the suda. A kiddush. L'maisa, Mishmua sends you to the Magavam Reish Mem Tess. Discussing with the kiddush by people eating by the kiddush. And they ask, where's the bracha achoyna? The Mishmua over here is also discussing a suga of kiddush over here. Discussing the sugya of bracha achoyna. The pashas reading of the Mishnah Brewer is they need a bracha achoyna by kiddush. So it's the question of Shlomo Zalman. He said, no, the Mishnah Brewer is discussing a case we have kiddush in the shul somewhere else, and they're coming over here, or not in the shul. The case with an hour, a big hefsek in between, an hour in between. So where's your bracha achoyna? That means the Shlomo Zalman is going like the Aruch HaShulchan. The halacha over here is that kiddush makom suda is another link. We have ways of connecting things that you're eating before the suda as part of the suda over here. Asad Hashani, they say, look at the Chayodim that's brought down by the Mishpu over here. He writes clearly, Kiddush is not, the food you're eating there is nothing to do with the suit. It's not an appetizer. It's not coming to help you eat things. Where's your bracha coin over here? The Graz Simon Ayin Yishpeze, very clear that way. The Ben Chai, Chaim No, they disagree. Therefore, the Zaysa Bracha says, at the end of the day, the Maisa, Sav Kol Sav, you need a bracha. You need a bracha. You need a bracha coin. Where's your bracha coin? The Zaysa Bracha said, he is Maisa Liashiv, Mordechai Leo. And the Maisa, we Chaim Pinevsky, said, no, Kiddush connects the two over here. So the Machlokes among the Achronim, when you eat something after Kiddush, is that part of the Suda? One of the times I see this form, do discuss it. So usually, I think practicing the Gerets also doesn't happen that often. I think most of our Kiddushes are not in our house. Or I know some people have in the house, but usually they have the Suda an hour later. Right? So either it's a different Machlokes, or my sister has it every week in the house, but the meal is an hour and a half later. So we don't usually have this issue. Well, where the Sfarim do discuss it is, I think last year, or maybe 2 years ago, Tu B'Shvat came out on Shabbos. So people have an hogan to eat peris. So one thing that's brought down by the Sfarim is to make Kiddush and then to have peris, and then to wash. So it gets involved, Yechavadas, and then the Gavriel, and Yaakov Yosef. Maisa, where's your bracha achorino? What to go do over there? Where's your bracha achorino? So they tell you not to go do this. That means the Aruch HaShulchan says, Pasha, no problem, connects the two. And Baya. They say, no, don't have your peris after your Kiddush. That means this pshita of the Aruch HaShulchan, which are those who pass like him, Shlomo Zalman, Yashim, and Chaim, they all three pass like that. Maisi says, Zaytze went against those three. And Maisi says, you have a Graz, you have a Chayodim, this Maisi disagrees. The Pasha of our Mishnah Brua Magavam are not that way. You can answer them. So there's a question, is it such a concept as a Kiddush link or not? And therefore, again, practically to us, not too common. But it's a question, in your own house, within a half hour, what's the locha? Is that nichol negeda of a situation you need a bracha achoyna or not? Just to point out, I think we mentioned six different links. I'll come out with each one. First, negeda, a bracha link, that's very clear in our Mishnah Berurah. The locha is you made a bracha on something beforehand, you plan to eat it during the meal, the maisa connects it to it, the bracha mosim passes it. That's clear that everyone agrees a local maisa. A second one is they call it appetizer link. That means something to help person to lahamshich leiv lachila, open up your stomach over here. The maisa, we say you do not make a bracha achoyna. Mishmua says, Tayyib Lazar. Mishmua and Paschal, one way the Shai Tzid says, but don't do that. The Rosh you Paschal like, but don't get involved with the Rosh. That's number two. A third case we discussed, really last time, they call a drink link. They get to the Bnei Sfad. The Bnei Sfad of Abaya, how can you drink water during the Suda, or any drink during the Suda, where's the Brach over there? Therefore, the Svarim say, for the whole purpose of Bnei Sfad, drink water beforehand. However, we're not sure if there's a bracha achoyna the water beforehand or not. Therefore, it says the Mishnah Berurah, you should drink less nervius or kazayis. Depends on how you're quoting it over. Why? You should lahacha drink beforehand, but don't drink the share. Because you want to have this drink link over here. A fourth case, a mezainis link. The loch negate to mezainis. A case of eating over here is daiso. The loch is, Mishnah Berurah says you plan to eat it during the pseudo. Machloikis. Machloikis. He doesn't really answer. Mishmur said, Tzarchin Ladinoi. Moshe is mitzad, you still need a bracha achoyna. Pshat the Mishnah Berurah over here. Another kesher they call is a Sava Paso Mekissin. Do we either have that kesher not? So loch is that we come along and say we do not make a bracha achoyna. And says Mishmur is toiv lechavan by the case of Birchsa Mosin to patur it, because we're not sure if it connects it to or not. And then Kiddush Mokum Suda, is that a kesher not? It's machlokes among the Gadol HaKohanim, what they're going to do. So, in another case we didn't mention over here, the gate to the Sugah of Abdullah, is that a Kesher? Not the gate to the Sugah of a Kesher, really had it earlier. That's machlokes, and we're passing Nochlin to be Machmer over there. Fine. I can't see Kufayin Vav. I know she said we're supposed to do Kufayin Zayin, so Bezhim, next time, we'll go through the whole entire Kufayin Zayin. What happened? Slocho. No.